Ones to watch on Sports Beat Extra.
Ryan, thanks a million for joining me. I mean, you're in pre-season now at Wexford, looking forward to, I suppose, the start of the First Division season yet again. But talk to me a little bit about your own career, firstly. Like, when did you start playing football?
Oh, well, I started off in Buncloudy. I was about 5 or 6. I just happened to be walking around the beach watching one of my friends. He lives quite close to me, so I was with him that day, and he was training. And the manager, Nicky Finn, just asked, would I come up and would I like to train? So I said, yeah, and that's where it really started.
Were you playing other sports at the time, or was it just football?
No, I just played football, just out in the garden or out in the green, just playing with my friends.
Is it safe to say that the area here is probably more football-oriented than it would be GAA?
Yeah, it's usually like in Buncloudy, it's either your GAA or your soccer. There's not really in between, not many play both, so it's a good, strong soccer kind of nation, if you get me. Like, there is both parts, but it's usually soccer around here.
And obviously, you can start quite young, but you never really know if you're going to get to the levels you're at until later on, maybe when you're just reaching your teenage years. Like, for you, when was the moment that clicked for you that you were going to take it that bit more seriously and go for it kind of as a proper semi-professional career?
Probably only last season. Like, I was in the 20, I started off in the 20s last season at Wexford, and we played a Leinster Senior Cup game, and then I was actually on the bench for that, so I wasn't sure if I wasn't even going to play for the 20s. And then out of nowhere, I kind of had one or two good games and got brought up. Stephen brought me up for training, and I kind of progressed for there. I struggled at the start, like, and I was thinking maybe I'm out of my depth here, but they trusted me, kept me going, worked on what I needed to work on, and I improved quickly. So probably last season that was the time I thought I could get something out of this.
What was it like, I suppose, coming up to that first training session? Was it intimidating, obviously, being with the senior ranks, or was it kind of were you made to feel welcome from the get-go?
Oh yeah, well, everyone made me feel welcome, obviously, but if I wasn't up to the standard, they'd obviously tell me as well, and that's what I like to hear. Obviously, if I'm not doing something someone needs to tell me, someone watching on the side or playing beside me. And I think I remember in that first round, I think it was Dobbs or someone did get on to me, like, and I was quite intimidated, yeah, by everyone, but in the long run, like, I knew it was going to make me a better player, and that's what I'm grateful for.
And had you turned 17 at that point, or were you still 16 when you got that call up?
I think I could have been 16, and I would have turned 17 a few days after. Like, it was last January, I think, is when I started with the first team, maybe even start of February.
Presumably for you, because if you're in the under-20s at that stage, you already know that you're probably a bit further along in terms of development if you're 16 and you're playing with the under-20s. Like, when you made that move up to the senior, was there a bit of worry for you that maybe this was going to be the ceiling and that you weren't going to be able to get past an under-20?
Yeah, 100%. Like, it's very easy to get stuck at 20s for a long time. And even over in England, you see a lot of players, they're very good, but they get stuck in 21s football. So it happens, it's common that you can get stuck in academy football, but I was just maybe one of the lucky ones to just progress and be trusted.
I suppose you were kind of thrown in at the deep end, because the time you were coming in, Wexford were in dire need of defensive options as well, weren't they?
Yeah. Of course, like, there was a few injuries and new signings, some of them got injured as well, so obviously I came in pre-season last year for the senior team, and like, you have to get that bit of luck as well, like, that helps you get into those spots, and when the chance is given, you have to take it also. Like, you can't, opportunities don't get handed sometimes, but also they do, so thankful that I did get the opportunity and be able to take it at the time.
I suppose when I think of it, I know that the crowd sizes at First Division games probably aren't to the same level of the Premier Division, but when you're out at, I suppose, Ferrycarrig Park, and you step out onto the pitch in a senior capacity, like, how does that feel different from, say, at an under-20s level?
Yeah, definitely a lot different. It took me a while to get used to the crowd, and obviously people who buy the ticket think they can say anything as well, so you might get a few things shouted at you from the side, but obviously as the season went on, I kind of got used to it, and now I could say, like, when we play friendlies, I find it a bit weird when there isn't a crowd there and there's nobody screaming anything at you or someone cheering you on. Like,
it is as well, because, like, Ferrycarrig is a very, not intimidating, but it can be if you're not up to it, like, atmosphere, because the fans are so close to the pitch as well.
Definitely, like, there's just been times last season, I know when Dundalk came around, there was a very big crowd, like, and I think it drives you on a lot, like, when there's that big Wexford crowd, like, and I've been talking to, obviously, a few mates in other clubs, and they've also said, like, they didn't think that the crowd of Wexford would be that loud, like.
How do you find, I suppose, you know, when you were coming in, it was new management, new sort of coaching setup, because obviously Stephen had just come in. But on top of that as well, like, Wexford were coming off a relatively positive season. You know, they'd made it to the playoffs. They were in the semi-final of the FAI Cup. Like, there's a lot of expectations of what Wexford were going to do that year. And did you ever find that, I suppose, was pushed onto you in an individual capacity, not by anyone in particular, but even just by yourself?
Yeah, well, like, there's a lot of weight to carry. Obviously, even coming into this season, we know we have to get playoffs, and we know we can as well. So even last season, we thought we could. I know we missed out on the final hurdle, and that's heartbreaking, but that's football for you. But I think in terms of last season, there was a bit of pressure, but it was more of a building stage for the club, with new players, new management, new different systems and the way the club is going to work. So I think last year was more of a rebuilding stage after obviously a lot of success the year before. But yeah, no, this year is going to be a lot different, I think. Bigger mentality, stronger players. Like, and no offence to the players last year, obviously they're all up to it, but I think with the players brought in this year as well, we can go far. Like, if we really wanted, if we have that mentality, we can definitely get higher up in the table and get the playoffs and even fight for the league if we really, really want it. Like,
obviously there's been a good few signings already this season for Wexford, and you look at, I suppose, like Max Murphy coming in particularly as a fullback and being on the first division team of the year last year. Do you see him as a great now person to be able to latch onto and gain knowledge off, or do you see him as more competition?
No, 100% with learning. There's a lot of things I have to learn, and I got a lot of harsh lessons from inexperience, and I know that myself. I've been told that. Everyone can see that. Like, so with Max coming in, like, I've already learned a lot off him, and I think with him going forward as well, he's very good. Obviously scored, what was it, 15 goals last season maybe. A lot were set pieces, but still, even going forward, a lot of assists. So I think that's what I need to add to my game as well going forward. And on the defensive side as well, there's some wingers that I've found hard coming up against, and he's helped me a lot, and Stephen's helped me a lot. Like, even defenders, centre-backs, Dean Larkin, but I wouldn't see Max as competition. I don't see any of the defenders in the team as competition. Obviously, I'm a young lad, so even the likes of Evan, Dylan Hand coming in, like, they're all going to, I'm going to learn from them, and that's what I want. I want to get experience. I don't care if I don't play or not. It's obviously, I'd like to be out on the pitch and help the team as much as I can, but it comes down to who was the best 11 for the night, and if I'm not in it, it's no problem. It's what the manager sees, and I just want to help the team as much as I can if I'm on the bench or on the pitch.
From last season, is there a particular winger that sticks out as being surprisingly difficult to handle?
For Finn Harps, I think Lombotto, I think his name is. He was quite fast and tricky, and Darrell Horgan obviously as well. He got the team of the season. Billy O'Neill as well. Obviously, I was in a few Irish squads with him. There's a lot of wingers, and some take it by surprise also, but they'd probably be the main ones.
If you look back, I suppose, the beginning of the last season to the end of it, like, can you, I suppose, envisage in your mind the change that you've seen in your own development?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think I've matured a lot as a player. Like, I would have been quite skinny, like, playing in the academy, and I'm still quite skinny now, obviously, but I feel like I've gotten a bit stronger, matured as in more experience in my game management, and kind of learning the dark side of the game as well. It comes into men's football, but definitely just maturity and the way I think and the way I recover. I would have never thought about recovery when I was in the academy, but now that I'm in the first team, and you can't get away with not recovering properly, so I think in them kind of things, I've gained a lot since last season.
Is there any, I suppose, like, you look at last season, and one thing I always kind of know is, well, the injuries have a reason for this, but, like, the defensive lineup changes so much week on week for Wexford because of the players that would be in and out, and even because of the amount of yellow and red cards last season as well. Like, you kind of find that you'd be paired up with someone different week in, week out. For you, do you relish in that opportunity, or do you prefer to kind of build a more natural connection with a stronger sort of back four?
Yeah, well, I think with the change, there was a lot of change, and I think that was a bit of a problem for us last year. We couldn't have the same 11 going out week in, week out, so the chemistry, if you could say, was a bit off. But in terms of like opportunity, it was maybe better for a young lad like me, because I was getting into the team more than I probably should have been. But obviously I'm happy that that's happened. Obviously the way the season turned out for Wexford maybe wasn't the best, and maybe we needed a bit more experience in there at times. But I think for young lads and building, I've gained so much experience from them injuries happening, or them some suspensions happening. So I think it done me better in the long. It'll do me better in the long run. Obviously, the club comes first, and that, and you want to do the club to do well. But in terms of looking at it in a selfish way, it's been, I'm not happy that it's happened, but grateful it's happened, because it's had a bigger picture behind it.
Yeah. If you look at like the way in which Stephen and his coaching staff have set up teams, and even tactics wise as well, like moving from the under-20s to the senior team, did you notice that there was a, like, did you have to learn a lot of stuff quickly, or was it kind of almost just like a very small stepping stone?
No, definitely I had to learn a lot quickly. I wasn't used to having that big of a structure in trainings, and training was a lot different for me, a lot more running and stuff like that. But I think I did have to learn quickly, and I did. And I always would have played centre back, and I was kind of thrown out right back a week or two maybe before my debut. So I had to learn that quite quickly, and we were going through kind of a bad phase. So I think I made my debut down in Cove. I think I was still like unsure like how to play right back, but the players around me and all managed me through the game, like, and Dean and Mikey. I don't think you could have two better players to have around you, surround yourself with. Like, so they just talked me through, and I learned kind of as I went.
That's a tough team to start off against, though, Cove Ramblers, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. They're very good last season. I think they bet us twice, and we bet them twice, but very, very good opposition.
I didn't know you played centre-back originally, but it makes a lot more sense, because I was listening to an interview with you at Southeast Radio where you said that I think the player that you most liked to reflect your style off was Joel Matip.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, not a fullback or someone, like, not even like Nathaniel Klein or something, yeah. But like, then that makes a lot more sense. But why, I suppose, him out of, I suppose, the other star defenders that were around at the time? Like, what in particular drew him?
I kind of just liked how, like, the way he was on the ball, like, he was very good at dribbling and stepping out from the back. And obviously I wouldn't do that much. I probably wouldn't have the courage to do that in some games, but I think the way he just played and carried himself on the pitch, I thought it was quite funny as well. So that's why he stood out to me. But compared to like Van Dijk and all, obviously Van Dijk could be better and a more legend of the game, if you want to say. But I think the way Matt had played, I'd like to play like him, and the way he was so big as well and had such quick feet. So I like the style of play.
Do you prefer position as centre back and right back, or?
I probably would have said centre back all the way up last season, but I've enjoyed fullback, and I really enjoyed playing fullback in the World Cup. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's not nice when you come up against a good winger, but I'd say right back at the minute now.
Actually, I do want to talk on that World Cup, because it's impossible not to, like, you know, with all the attention that was around it. But for you, like, again, was that another big stepping stone, or did it feel almost similar to when you were playing senior football at Wexford?
No, I think it was a lot different to playing senior football. There was one game against Paraguay, very, very similar now, that one was, because it was quite like rough, and they were trying to slow the game down and get a point to get through the group, and we had already topped the group, so we didn't have to win. Obviously we wanted to get 3 out of 3, but I think that was very similar in a game of it was more like in the air instead of on the floor. But all the other games were a lot different to the first division, and I think I really enjoyed playing those games, because I see kind of the other side of the game of the first division's a lot of second balls and getting a big striker, hold it up. And the World Cup was a lot of play on the floor and a lot more tactics. So to gain that more experience and see, I never would have seen any of these tactics before, like before the World Cup. Some of the ones we tried, some of the teams like Canada tried, never seen it before. So in short amount of time, and you had to, it, again, with recovery and stuff like that, I learned a lot about that kind of things and ice baths and protein getting in after game. But I think then again, I matured even a bit more from the World Cup because I didn't have the players like Dean Larkin or Mikey Robe, season pros, like around me 24/7 speaking to me through the game. So I felt like I kind of had to step up then and be more of a leader within the group and within the team on the pitch. And don't get me wrong now, there's obviously many leaders in that Irish team, but I think because everyone is the same age or relatively around the same age, we were all like, there's not as much people as loud. Like Mikey's been through years and years of this game, like he's been ups and downs and he knows the game inside out, and so does Dean, even though Dean is still fairly young, like he's only about 22, still a massive leader and a massive impact to my career. So I think with not having them around, I felt it was a bit more quiet, so I felt I had to step up as well.
Going out to that World Cup, did you, I suppose, feel the sense of, I suppose, eyes that were on you before going out, or was that something that you only really realised when you came back?
Well, to be honest, I wasn't really expecting to be played that much. Everyone played a massive part, obviously, but the part I played, I think I wasn't expecting that. And before I went out, I don't think anyone really realised. We've been told by managers, coaches, media team, all that, that there's a lot of eyes on us, but I don't think we really believed it until after the first game when RTE were televising it and all, then we kind of realised, everyone realised that, like, the whole country's nearly watching, like.
Was it, was that a daunting experience? Because obviously, like, you know, you've got LOI TV in the First Division, but there's so few amount of eyes on that in comparison to, say, a World Cup that's live on RTE.
It wasn't very daunting. I think, in a way, it kind of fired us up more that we have the backing of the country and our families and, like, some of my friends that never would have watched football, like, we're watching on RTE. So I wouldn't say daunting. It was more motivation. Like, it was, it drove everyone on, really.
And then I need to ask about the Canada game, because I feel like that's the one that sticks out from the entire tournament, really, doesn't it? Did you expect that you'd be taking a penalty when penalty came to it?
No, definitely not. I thought, to be honest, O'Sheen would score, because to be fair to him, we took penalties every turn, and he scored every single one from September all the way up. That's the first time I've seen him miss one, I think. So we got unlucky as well, because it wasn't a bad penalty. But I think after he missed his, I was like, I could be taking one here. And I was just hoping that one of the lads, like, everyone would keep stepping up. But to be honest, when I was walking up to my penalty, I nearly went up to Alex Noonan, the keeper, and said, "You take before me," because I was that nervous. But because I'd actually only missed the penalty the day before in training as well, I nearly kicked it out of Qatar, I'd say. So, it was a great game, to be honest, as well, Canada, and I'll never forget that experience.
That penalty shootout as well, like, even if you were nervous going up to it, like, their goalkeeper made it infinitely more difficult, didn't he?
Yeah, definitely, like, and trying to put everyone off, and I think he kind of forgot about his own game for a while as well when he was doing pull-ups on the crossbar as well. And it was behind the camera, it was causing a lot of ruptures as well between us and the Canada players, but I'm just thankful that we scored. And to be honest, he didn't really even say anything to me. It was more of the other players. I think he kind of stopped when he got the yellow card, but I obviously had to get mine back on him as well after I scored.
Yeah, the hilarious thing is, like, you know, you score and you're like, okay, now we're back in the driving seat here. Alex Noonan then saves the next penalty and you're all going up and celebrating, and then there's a check for something, and then you're kind of, you have to stop celebrating for a second, and then immediately you can start re-celebrating again. Like, what is that like to experience in real time?
Well, when we ran down, like, I think me and Oisin were probably the two first down to Alex, and when we had to stop and the ref was kind of stopping, telling us to stop, everyone was filled with confusion. We were like, did he not just save the penalty? Like, and I think they were trying to challenge it, I think was what was the problem, and they'd no more challenges left. But to kind of have that pause and then hear a final whistle was a sense of euphoria. Like, so we got to celebrate with the fans, then we ran back up the other side of the pitch. But yeah, there was a lot of confusion when the ref stopped us from celebrating at first.
It is one of those things, because I know when people think of Ireland and going to a World Cup, they think, ah, oh, geez, our chances are awful. But like, you were top of the group, as you mentioned, like coming out of that and then going into the knockout phase, like you must have felt like you could have gone all the way.
Yeah, definitely. Like, momentum's a lot in tournaments like that. I think underage tournaments, you can't look at the likes of Ireland's men's. Obviously doing great now, weren't doing great at the time just before the Portugal and Hungary game, but I think you can't look at a nation from their first team point. You have to look at a nation from nearly their population, and obviously Ireland's isn't as big as Uzbekistan, had 33 million, I think. So they were probably favourites in our group, but I think after the first game and such a convincing win, we thought, like, let's keep going, and we bet Uzbekistan, we thought we were untouchable nearly, like, and we thought, and then we went into the Paraguay game and drew, and it, in a good way, it kind of brought us back down a bit, but everyone was quite mad, even though we topped the group, that we didn't get the win, so it kind of showed the mentality in the group, like, not getting that win, and it felt like a loss nearly, not beating Paraguay. So then to go into Canada, we knew we could do it, and we bet Canada. We've played Switzerland many times, and we kind of just fell short against them, but I think even in the game, we showed that we were at the same level at them, and that we could have beaten them on the day if obviously things went a bit more our way. But definitely we thought, with momentum, we could keep going and going and going, and just take it one game at a time and win them all, hopefully, but obviously fell short.
Obviously, you mentioned Dushing there earlier, like, obviously he previously played Wexford before going out to Italy. Like, what was it like, I suppose, linking up with him again for an international tournament?
Yeah, obviously having another Wexford person in the group is even a more special moment, like, to not only get it and be the only Wexford player getting there, but then obviously Wexford, or obviously Oisin then being from Wexford as well, added to it. And I think it kind of made the time a bit more special, having that connection with him, obviously playing with him. I didn't play with him much now, obviously, at his time, because he was at Wexford for a very short time, but at the time I did, I really enjoyed playing with him and got to bring back a few memories playing there and out in Qatar.
Do you think about it in the sense that, you know, because I know Kevin Doyle was speaking to you before you went out, and he was saying that, like, you're the first Wexford people to go to a World Cup in over 20 years, because he was the last person to have done it. Do you feel that sense of, you know, there are, I suppose, some eyes from Wexford football on you, kind of seeing what the future for that sort of county of football holds?
Yeah, well, definitely. Like, I think, I'm not sure if it's true, I think someone said Wexford's the second biggest footballing county, like, in the country. But so to have that many eyes and a pro like Kevin Doyle, his eyes even on you, like, added a bit more excitement to it, definitely. Like,
how do you think, I suppose, for yourself, I know Kevin is obviously an ex-pro, but so is Stephen as well, like him being your head coach, like, does that sort of bring a gravity to the words that he says to you, because you know he's been to the very top?
Yeah, definitely. Like, he's played in the Premier League, he scored against Man United, and like, he's been through it all, he knows the ups and downs and the insights to football. So to have someone that's played at that high level, it adds a bit more and makes you believe and buy into things more.
The Wexford squad itself, like, is very young. Like, when you look at it, I think it's like the second youngest out of the two divisions as well, or something along those lines. It definitely was the year before. But, you know, when you have someone like Stephen there as well, who's still quite young himself, like, and actively gets involved in training, like, that must make the training atmosphere feel a lot more creative in its own sense.
Yeah, definitely. And it adds a bit of more lightheartedness when we're having matches at the end, when Stephen joins in, and maybe some boys that aren't in the starting team might try tackle him harder, but it adds a bit more excitement as well to the training, and he shows off a bit of, if he still has it, I think now he could give a run for striker this season.
When you look at going into this season, actually, like, you know, you've had your bit of pre-season coming up to it, obviously your main focus will be on when the league kicks off yet again. Like, you know, you mentioned previously that there's going to be a lot of eyes on you this season to get to playoffs because of just missing out there narrowly last season. You know, what changes this season that went wrong last season, do you think?
Well, I think it was Stephen's first time in the job as well, so, and it was a very young squad, so everyone was learning last season. And I think this season there's a lot more experience in the squad. Obviously bringing in Max Murphy, Adam Burden, two massive talents, Jake Doyle, playing the league for years, some of them players. Like, and I think with adding that experience, we can go as far as we want, really. Like, we're going to be our biggest problem is going to be ourselves. Like, and there's been things in pre-season where it's been very promising, we showed. And then there's been things that we brought us back down to earth and we've gone, hold on, we need to fix those things. And I think having that maturity and experience to step back and look at these things and reflect on last season, I think we can fix our mistakes and go as far as we want, really.
What's the highlight game for you from last season?
Probably that game against Kerry.
Yeah, the 4-3, yeah.
Yeah, the 4-3. Because I thought we were quite dead and buried, and there was actually a period of time just after Robbie got sent off where I don't think anyone really realised what they were doing, because everything was a bit all over the place and everyone was so flustered over the ref. So then I think when half-time came, we kind of just said, we have to go for it. We've nothing to lose now. We're 3-1 down with a red card. Just go for these. Something might open up, and obviously Mikey and Dobbsy pulled off them spectacular moments.
Do you feel, I suppose you look at the youth that are coming through, both in the League of Ireland and abroad as well, and then on top of that as well, having played in the Under-17 World Cup and knowing the quality of players that Ireland have, do you feel like you're kind of in a part of Irish football now that feels like there's a renaissance coming, that we're expected to get a lot of really good players in the next few years?
Yeah, well, definitely, like, one of the things when we were going over to Qatar was to show Ireland that there is a future coming in football, and the likes of Michael and Jaden, like, Jaden's over at Benfica. There's a lot of players that are skipping England now and just going to France or Italy or Portugal. So there's definitely a comeback in Irish football coming, and you can even see it in the senior team with Troy Parrott, obviously scoring a hat-trick against Hungary, like, getting us to the playoffs, and the job's not done yet, but there's definitely a future coming back in Irish football, and there's definitely a golden age coming at some point.
Do you think you'd ever fancy yourself playing on the continent out in Europe?
Yeah, like, I'd like to experience it. Obviously, I'm open to new experiences, but I think the main goal at the minute is England, but I would still be open to opportunities abroad also.
I suppose, finally then, you know, what does the future look like for you? What are the short-term goals? And then, I suppose, further down the line, if you were 10 years into the future and you were looking back, what do you hope you would have achieved by that stage?
Well, short-term, just play as much games, get as much games under my belt as I can and in the first division and gain as much experience then. And in 10 years' time, obviously, I'd hope to have had some sort of a career in the sport. Like, I believe I can also with the coaches I have around me, the players I have around me, they're better than me every day. So I think just from a point in 10 years into the future, I'd like to just have played at a bit higher level of the first division.
Perfect. Well, Ryan Butler, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks for having me.